Mike is my Bible storybook.
Edgar Meyer's Bible storybook again.
Victory for the Israelites. Numbers chapters 21, verse 12 through Numbers chapters 22, verse 2. The Israelites broke up camp and moved ahead. The wilderness of Arnon was their next stopping place. Here they found no water, but this time they did not complain. Instead, they trusted God. The Lord told Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." Moses told the chief men of the tribes to dig a well in the sand. While they dug, all the people sang praises. They believed God would fill the well with good water even before they saw it bubble up from the deep spring. Their faith pleased God. How the people enjoyed drinking from this well! Again, the Israelites moved on until they came to the country of Amorites. The Amorites were wolves.
Ah, that's bad.
Moses wanted to lead his people through their country, so he sent a messenger to Sihon, the king of the Amorites. "Let us pass through your land," Moses asked. "We will keep on the highway and not bother you or your fields or your vineyards. We will not even drink the water from your wells if you will let us pass through." Sihon did not only refuse, but he also took his army and marched against the Israelites. God helped the Israelites when they were attacked and gave them a great victory. They marched through the land of the Amorites and took their cities and their villages. Even the king's own city, Heshbon, became theirs, and the Israelites lived in the land of the Amorites for a time. Later, they moved on toward the land of Bashan. Og, the king of Bashan, brought out his army against them. The Lord told Moses, "Do not be afraid of him, for I will give you victory over Bashan." When the army of Bashan fought the Israelites won. Now the long 40 years' journey through the wilderness had come to an end. All the old men except Moses and the two faithful spies, Caleb and Joshua, had died in the wilderness. Again, the Israelites stood on the border of Canaan. Only the Jordan River separated them from the green hills and the beautiful valleys of the Promised Land. They could look across the river and see the rich country God had promised them.